Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Well, I've been a little lucky so far this year, taking a lead over Bulldog in the picks. And I say that for two reasons. One, you have to be lucky to be on the plus side with picks.
Yep.
Of course there has to be luck. The other is, though, like usually I'm thinking of like up to seven games, NFL games, to pick four from, and I've just picked the right ones. I remember a couple of weeks already thinking like, oh, I was wrong about that. And then, oh, I didn't actually
pick that one. Yeah.
Yes. So if we did seven games a week, I'd probably be like 500 or worse. But I picked the right ones.
Well, you're 11-6-2. I mean, that's a righteous record. I am 9-9-1. So I had a very winless week for me. There was no funds replenished in the account if you were paying attention to our picks, which you definitely should not be doing. But 0-4-1, I got to push. I thought I went 0-5 when I got in here on Monday. I think I said I didn't get a single win because I didn't like think about what numbers we had everything at. But by Sunday, I had the Broncos plus 2.5, and when they lost, I thought, oh well, you know, I didn't get it, but they covered. Well, they pushed. I mean, exactly.
Right. I would say you certainly don't have to pay attention to the picks, but we have given out high-value prop bets on the Thursday night games.
The last 2 weeks, yeah.
And I remember last year how I got ahead was, like, I was never losing on Thursday night. I don't remember if I picked Washington or Green Bay in week two, but I know I have all the other ones right. The Dolphins, right, even last week. So Thursday night's been kind of my wheelhouse. I say that now. All right, picks for week four. Pick one, Titans. I like getting the extra 0.5 point, 7.5 at Houston. If I lose, I lose. But let's see Houston score 24 points in a game, which is almost double what they've scored through 3 weeks. Not quite. Let's see them do it. Maybe Tennessee can fall into a couple of touchdowns and make Houston have to score to cover that number. 7.5 with the Titans at the Texans. At the same time, Houston and Survivor is tempting.
Yeah, sure.
Right? I mean, got to pick somebody.
Did I tell you, I should have mentioned this to Joe or Sam, but it's Joe's league. It didn't come up yesterday. You know how we complain, sorry to wedge this into picks, mm-hmm, but it just came up. You mentioned Survivor. Earlier today even, you were joking about your emails, and I'm like, yeah, I really need an email from Amazon asking me how I like the gas cap key I got for the boat. Like, what are we doing here? one of these like recurring emails I get one every day until I make a pick is from the Splash, the company that runs the pools Splash that Sports. Joe is in. Right.
Yes.
Last Sunday, we walked into Moore Room after having played golf, going home, cleaning up, walked in the door at Moore Room at like 3 minutes to one. And I sat down at the bar and ordered a beer and looked at my phone, and there's an email. So, of course, I looked to see what it was.
Right,
and
because you have zero unread emails.
It was a reminder that you need to make your picks. I mean, right at the gun. I'm like, I got to pick it. And I did, and I won.
That's just in time.
Just in time. So as annoyed as you can get about the flood of emails that are seemingly useless, well, there was one that I was thankful to get. Mostly, I usually just ignore those emails and go, I'll get to it. I forgot until 3 minutes to one make a pick in Survivor.
For my taste, those emails come with a little bit too much urgency. Like on Tuesday, you'll get one. You haven't made your picks yet. The deadline is literally Sunday.
Which is why I ignore them. And then, like, luckily, I happened to look at my phone at the precise moment I needed to and went like, I better pick a game.
You better pick a game.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you remember this week. I will take the Giants again. This is my third crack at the Giants. 6.5 at home against the Chargers. You know what we're not talking about this year? West Coast to East Coast, 1 o'clock games. L.A., you know, I'm impressed. Fine. The Giants, they're going to Jackson Dart. That could be bad. I mean, it could get worse with a rookie quarterback against a good Chargers defense and apparently well-schemed. But I think, like, you're sort of – the Dart thing changes it a little bit. This just feels like a buster spot. Like, the Giants were incapable of doing anything really on offense against the Chiefs. And I'll take 6.5 with the home team against a West Coast team playing at 10 a.m. Pacific. Overthinking it? Maybe. 3. I'm going to cross it off. Because how – I had the same question last week, and I lost on it. How do you not take San Francisco? I'm crossing it off.
Okay.
I'm not sure I want to take Jacksonville either, but how do you not take San Francisco -3? Said the same thing last week. How do you not take San Francisco -2.5 against Arizona? It took them 1.5 hours to get a first down. They lost. They won by one. They pulled it out. I'll take my Ravens 2.5 at Kansas City. Don't really love it. Not easy to picture Baltimore winning a close game. I don't think it has to be a close game.
Right.
Chiefs can't run it. Maybe Xavier Worthy makes a big difference. I think that's saying a lot to think that he will. And Baltimore, you know, Kansas City's defense isn't bad. I mean, maybe they're even good. But I feel like the Ravens will get their points. Don't even hate the under here. What did Sam say? 48.5?
I think that's right.
26-10, maybe. Could the Ravens win a game like that at Arrowhead? The Bills have done it. Baltimore -2.5. Interesting to me that the odds makers, or the line, I should say, has not moved toward Kansas City. You know, you have to give points with Baltimore, even after their loss. Pick 4, I'll take the Packers Sunday night at Dallas. Coming off a loss, Green Bay at Cleveland, a little bit bustery there, but Dallas's defense has done nothing this year. The Parsons angle, I want to see Green Bay light it up there. And maybe Dallas can hang in there. We get a shootout 38-24. Like the playoff game was, Green Bay kind of blew them out, but Dallas got their numbers. We'd love to see that for fantasy purposes. And I'll take Penn State. We talked about the Penn State-Oregon game with Sam. I've watched their show all week. They spent a lot of time on that game, more than any other. And the point Sam made on our show and has made a lot this week is the same, which is if it gets to 3, bettors are going to hammer Penn State. It's 3.5. And the reason you're not supposed to want to bet Penn State is because their coach has a reputation for losing big games. Is this that big a game? I guess it's pretty big, but I'm not going to worry about that. I'll take Penn State -3.5.
All right. Well, I'm going to be a little boring here. I'm not. I don't have a pool of extra games to pick from. It was one of these weeks where I just, you know, I got to my 4 and went, phew. for the NFL games. College, obviously, there's some trillion games to pick from, so I won't have any trouble there. But I'm going to roll with you on your last two. I'm taking the Packers 2 minus the 6.5, and I love the Ravens over the Chiefs.
You do?
I really do. That was the first game that, you know, you want to know about my process? I look at the whole board, and I wait for something to jump out. And I got all the way down there before something went, ooh, for me, where I went, ooh, actually. The computer doesn't go, ooh. That's me. So I love the Ravens minus the 2.5. I just don't think the Chiefs, the Ravens defense has been giving up points to everybody but Cleveland. I don't know. How much better on offense right now are the Chiefs in Cleveland? Like, they can't do anything, it seems. So I like Baltimore pretty comfortably, I think. So no problem with the 2.5.
Interesting.
And Packers, same deal. I don't think.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, they had a down week, tough defense they played, lost that game. I think they'll bounce back big. And I just think that the Dallas team is going to have a hard time with Parsons, I think. Like, especially if he gets off early, I just think they could even be demoralized in the game. Like, we traded this guy? What are we doing over here again? So I'm on Green Bay big there. The other two NFL games, I'm gonna give my bias. Last week was confirming priors, right, as I said, and the Colts, betting against the Colts. A big number against Tennessee was one of those picks. I'm going to try that one more time, and then I will stand down on Indiana Jones and the Colts. If they go to L.A. and beat the Rams, or even just cover, that's all I really need. But, I mean, if they win the game, that would really be something. I like the Rams. -3.5 is what I have there.
Yep.
I just think that's a big step up. The Colts have done great, but it's been Miami, a fluky Denver win, and Tennessee. I think the Rams are a different cut there, so I'll trust L.A. to cover the 3.5 hosting Indianapolis. I love Tampa +3.5 hosting the Eagles. The Eagles have had tough games with them, and they're getting Wirfs back. They're getting Godwin back. I love Baker Mayfield, so I'll take 3.5 points and Tampa at home against Philly.
No Evans.
No Evans, by the way. That's right. But Godwin sort of mitigates that to some different roles, but still.
The answer is always Igbuka.
Right.
I think.
Right. And I did. You'll take my word for it. I had Alabama +2.5 at Georgia before Sam Panayotovich came on at 3:30 and said, like, you know, bang Alabama. So I'm gonna roll with the Tide. I did not mean to do that. It just happened that way.
Go Tide.
I'm gonna ride with the Tide. I don't like any of this. Alabama +2.5 at Georgia.
Go Tide. Like the commercial.
Go Tide.
Where the guy gets it wrong as they're coming off the bus. And he apparently is just there alone saying go Tide. And then there's a gorgeous woman to his right correcting him. And then she likes him. Oh, well. That's an ad for you right there. That's perfectly believable. Brian coming up at 6 from Bethpage. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.